This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McLean. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that administration placed on millions of dollars to Ukraine.
We learn more about this investigation, and actually, as a former prosecutor, what is remarkable about this investigation is that it is almost entirely driven by witness accounts.
Republican Lee Zeldin of New York said Sandy's testimony did not help with what he called the Democrat charade.
One day it was quid pro quo. Last Sunday he changed it to the word extortion. Over the course of this past week he changed it to the word bribery. And today was a sobering reminder of just how ridiculous this impeachment charade is.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides who were both on a July 25th call between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's president and former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams as aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Morrison confirmed acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor's testimony, and Williams said that Mr. Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigations struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Fires blazed on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours of Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas in some of the most dramatic scenes in more than 5 months of escalating violence. Thousands of students and activists blocked the entrances to five universities in the city and stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows,